Hello.
Hi, is this Brianna?
This is she. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah. My name is Leslie, and I used to be married to your fiance. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I'm not calling to be angry with you or anything, or Martin or anyone, okay?
Okay.
I have to talk to you before you make the biggest mistake of your life.
I really don't have anything to say to you. What do you want to talk about?
Listen, I heard you're getting married next weekend, and I just think that you really need to know a few things about him.
I don't think anything you can say can change my mind, but...
One of the things I found out, I wish I would have known sooner. It's the whole Fruit Loop thing.
Excuse me? I have no idea what you're talking about. The hell, girl?
Oh, my God. You don't know.
No, I don't know about the Fruit Loop thing.
I didn't figure this out until it was too late either. But he eats his Fruit Loops in like a particular order. Like rainbow order.
Okay. So he eats his Fruit Loops weird.
If one of those Fruit Loops is out of order, he gets really angry.
Are you saying he gets violent?
He just like immediately he has to pour another bowl. And then he chews the Fruit Loops like a madman. Like his jaw is going to break.
To be honest with you, that really doesn't sound that bad. So he chews his Fruit Loops aggressively. That's why you called me? Mm. Ooh, consider me warned.
Girl, that is just the beginning. That is like the tip of the iceberg. I don't think you get this, okay? I bet don't even know that he's a klepto, do you?
Stealing? He's never stolen around me.
Do you guys go out to breakfast? I know we went to breakfast all the time, and I bet you guys go out to breakfast too. He loves breakfast.
And?
I don't even think you realize it. Whenever we would go out for pancakes, he would take one of those little butter packets.
And that classifies as a klepto. Lady, you need to get straight. This is ridiculous.
And then, I'm not even done. And then one night, I heard a noise in the kitchen. And you know what? I went downstairs. And you know what I saw?
No, Leslie. What did you see?
He was standing in the kitchen, eating the butter pack that he had put in the freezer, not even spreading it on anything.
This is not serious. This means nothing to me.
Straight butter should be a red flag. And I didn't even tell you about the worst thing that he does. I mean, you're going to want to cancel the wedding the second you hear this.
Okay, it better be a big thing because if the last two were what broke your relationship, you just weren't meant to be.
One time, I pretended I was leaving for work. And I shut the front door and I hid in the closet. He comes downstairs, right? And then I hear him talking in an Australian accent. Like, good day, mate. Shrimp on the bobby. And like all of that stuff. He was doing all of his talking with an Australian accent. I know. I was so with you on that. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh, my God.
No. The crazy one here pretended to go to work and hid in a closet.
Listen,
for no reason, okay?
I was freaking out. I couldn't believe it. I jumped out of that closet and I caught him. I caught him and I yelled.
Oh, my God.
I said, what are you doing talking in that accent? And you know what he said? You know what he said?
Oh, my God. I don't know. What did he say?
He admitted right there that he always does it when no one's around because he thinks that the voice in his head always speaks in an Australian accent.
Oh, listen, I'm hanging up the phone. This is a waste of time.
That is crazy train.
Crazy knows crazy. And clearly Martin is not the problem and you are. And I know he would not appreciate it if he knew you were calling me in the first place, Leslie.
Actually, Brianna, Martin does know about this call, okay? He's the one that set the whole thing up.
Uh-huh.
Because
right.
This is actually Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
I'm sorry, what?
Sorry.
What is this?
I'm not his crazy ex-wife, I swear. I've never even met Martin in real life. He just wanted me to play a prank on you before the big day. He thought it'd be like some stress.
A prank? I cannot believe he did this.
I'm sorry, he doesn't eat frozen butter. He doesn't do the Fruit Loops chewing thing, but I don't know about the Australian accent. That one might be true. Watch
out. Oh my God. He is such a jerk. Now I'm just not going to marry him.
Hey, that's your call, not mine.